Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, the author of Noble State, which is about crowns and how they function in the 21st century. Charles III is king of Canada and he's king of Australia, but he's headed to Italy. He will not visit with the Pope, who's recently recovered miraculously from a very serious illness, but there is a state visit to Italy. What is the ambition of the king? What is he going to do for the Italians? What are they going to do for him?
Well, this is another of King Charles' European visits where he's been really mending fences between Britain and the European major states. He had the state visit to France, state visit to Germany, and now the state visit to Italy. It was unfortunate that the papal meeting was called off because the Pope, and that was called off just today, the Pope's advisors said that he needed at least a couple more weeks of recuperation. So in the meantime, however, King Charles will address a joint session of Parliament, the lower house and the Senate, in Rome. So that's going to be highly significant, and such addresses have been well received in Germany and France before. And I think it will help the Italians gain some sense of independence, in a sense, from and within the European Union. So the king has already met on numerous occasions with the Pope, so they're not not like this is missing out on a lot, and the king will go back and visit the Pope at some other stage as well. But the king is now robustly showing what he can do outside of the United Kingdom, but to the great benefit of the UK and its trade with the continent. Then the next thing is that the king will go and announce his visit, I think, very soon to India. He was in India in October last year on a private visit with the Queen. He'll go back as a state visit, which will help enormously Prime Minister Modi gain some stature and prestige out of that. So that's going to be significant. And, of course, we're now seeing the king embroiled in this new debate as to whether the United States should join the Commonwealth of Nations, of which the king is the head. This has come up in the last few days. It was, I think, a canard flown by the Sun newspaper in London that the king had suggested to President Trump that US joins the Commonwealth. I don't believe that the king did that formally. When President Trump was asked in the last day or so, he said, "That sounds like a good idea. I like the king," which ignited a whirlwind of response from his MAGA base, saying that this, you know, is returning Britain to King George III and the like. So I don't think it's going to happen. Now, I think what will happen, and almost certainly, because it might arise when Trump visits the UK again on his second state visit to the United Kingdom, is that the United States could designate an ambassador or observer to the Commonwealth so that it more closely aligns with the Commonwealth in terms of trade and general influence, because there are 56 countries in the world which are members of the Commonwealth at this stage, and the United States could indeed benefit from that relationship. But to have the U.S. as a member of the Commonwealth might skew it out of the present equilibrium it has with, 56 states which can talk to each other rather on a basis of equals.
I mentioned, Gregory, ever since you and I have been talking about the Commonwealth and the king, that I've come to be persuaded that it is a good thing to have a king to represent the spirit of the nation to the nation itself, so that there's not acrimony in absolutely everything, whether use a fork or a spoon. For heaven's sakes, we'll fight over anything these days. Now, what is a barrier to rejoining the Commonwealth? Everything about it is ceremonial and happy. Why block it except for sentiment. That would be the only thing I could imagine. And the sentiment is often ill-read.
Well, the Commonwealth today is not the British Empire of old. It's made up mainly of former members of the empire, if you like. But it's really a gathering place for trade and cultural exchanges. Right. And trade is absolutely significant. And it's more or less, it had created a free trade zone to a degree between Commonwealth states. So that would be beneficial for the United States. It would give it a new, if you like, entree into much of the world. But the United States has changed its temperament so dramatically since it broke off from the United Kingdom with the Declaration of Independence. So I don't know whether you can go back on that. And the United States did have its version, if you like, of a crown in the Constitution. When the Constitution was revered as something above politics and was not open to political manipulation, it was revered by most Americans as the spiritual embodiment of U.S. ideals. The question is, can the United States get back to that point without some magical occurrence?
The answer is probably not. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, the author of the new book, Noble State, about the advantages of having a king, as you would if you were a member of the Commonwealth.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.